neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Revolution as a replacement. So they came to Moshe Rabbeinu, they came to Am Yisrael. They told Am Yisrael, Ele Elohecha Yisrael. So they told them, this is your God. And not only this is your God, this is the God that took you out of Mitzrayim. And they accepted it. So now, to tell somebody this is your God, so that makes sense, no? But if you tell him this is the God that took you out of Mitzrayim, why does it make sense?
So in their mind, it's not something else. I mean, it can be the same God that he revealed like a hero, like a...
Why not? Why not? Why doesn't it make sense?
We can understand now, but there, in this time, they couldn't understand that. They came from slavery.
No. The point here is, when they tell them, this is your God, that took you out of Mitzrayim, does it make sense or not does it make sense?
For us, of course, it makes sense.
Makes sense?
Yes.
How does it make sense? They told Am Yisrael, this is the God that took you out of Mitzrayim. Does it make sense or doesn't make
sense? It does not make sense.
Why doesn't it make sense?
Why it makes sense? Why do you want to do
this? Why?
Something that's bad, you know, destroyable, it cannot really be God.
Why not? You know, it could have some power.
Of India, these animal...
we see we have a parasha, it says Balak ben Tzippor. Balak ben Tzippor was a ben Tzippor, he was able to make a type of navigator that would tell him the future. So, why not? Such a invention to tell him, say this, took you out of Mitzrayim, took you out of Egypt. So what's he going to say?
It didn't exist at that time.
That's it. Finished. So if you say this took out of Mitzrayim, you say no, it cannot be because he wasn't there. Now you just created it. So it doesn't make sense. Very simple. No? Right?
Yes.
Okay. But they accepted it. So it made sense to them. How did it make sense to them? He's talking about, you know, you see how they made things in Mishkan, you know, how they were expert, craftsmen, Chacham Lev, it says. So how did they accept it? But they bought it. No? They bought the idea. How? The people that presented this phenomenon, were they lying or they were not lying?
They were lying.
They were lying?
Yeah, but human being has the power to make believe whatever they want to believe.
No, you see, you cannot degrade them so much. You cannot degrade them. Because if they bought it, he had some base in it. And then just suddenly they're going to say, okay, you know, you're talking about Yehudim. Yehudim is not just going to, okay, you know Yehudim. How? Do you know any Yehudim? You know, they're hard-headed. It's not like, you know, you want to sell a merchandise, you want to buy merchandise. It's, you know what it is. It's not like, okay.
Anytime they
want to
do their own thing, they make their own God.
No, I'm sorry. Please don't say Lashon Hara. No. He says, Lo, no Lashon Hara. It's a sign.
It's what he said, actually, the foundation of Abu Dhabi. What he said.
No.
One can make his own God. Imagine his own.
Now, you have to have the positive view that see what the source of what transaction went on here.
What was the God made out of?
No, first of all, don't forget. You see, in Tehillim, it says, Shor Ochel Eseb. You know the Mizmor?
Mm-hmm.
79. 106, Mizmor 106, it says, Shor Ochel Eseb.
In action, he's doing something.
No, that's what happened. This actually they made 12, And then he jumped, he was dancing, and he was eating grass. So now you look at such a thing. So what do you say? You say, how could it not be a god? How could it not be a god? You see, this golden calf is jumping around and eating grass. He says in the Tehillim, Shor Ochel Eser. So now here, listen carefully. They were not lying. Tavajoh, they call it. No. Please, bring the sign here. No, they were not lying. They were telling them, at the time that Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom was looking for coffin of Yosef HaTzaddik. So we know the story, the Midrash comes and says that he didn't know where he is. So Sarach Badashir came and told him the location. So he's on the bottom of the ocean. He didn't know to dive in the ocean and bring him up. So what did he do? He made a qamiya. He took a tass, a piece of gold, and wrote Ale Shor. So that's the symbol of Yosef HaTzaddik, Shor. But simply means to gaze, as it says in the Pasuk. Banot Sa'ada Ale Shor, the Pasuk in Parashat Vayechi. So now here, he drops this in the ocean, the coffin comes up. So now, you see, when they went through the ocean, right? Micha found this little kamiya. Yeah. So at the time that they were making the golden calf, he said, I'm going to pitch in. Put this little piece of gold in there. And what does it say on it? Ale Shur. Ale Shur means the sign of Yosef HaTzaddik, but also means the calf. He jumped out. So now, listen carefully. Here we see if Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom would not find the coffin of Yosef, were they able to call the Messiah?
No.
So now here, we see this little thing actually was the cause that they came out of Messiah. By throwing this in the ocean, the coffin of Yosef was revealed. They took him out. So when they were struck by the Yam Suf saw the coffin of the Yosef and opened up for them. So now when we see that the cause that the coffin of Yosef was found was the little gold. So now this little gold turned to a
calf.
So now when they say, look, this took you out of Mitzrayim, were they lying?
No.
They were not lying. See, change your mind. They were not lying, and they accepted it, because they said the fact of the matter, it was the truth. That's why they accepted. The same way we were saved by this little qamiya that Moshe Abraham Shalom found the coffin of Yosef, so this could guide us. So that's what they said, Ele, Elohecha Yisrael, this is it. This is it. Actually, we're doing you a favor. Why? Because this is the appreciation that water that saved you and got you out of Mitzrayim, here, we brought it up for you. This is the Shor Ochel Esev. And they accepted it, and they went by it. But why were they punished then? Because Yehudi should know idol, even its grass is an idol. Even a desert acrobat for you, it's still an idol. But it's a movable idol. So what difference does it make? But they were naive because they were desperate. And when you're desperate, then you buy everything, anything, any idea. And that's what they said, they were out. And it made sense, and it was the fact of the matter, yes. Moshe Abraham Shon wrote the Ramiya, the coffin came up, and because of that, they came out of Mitzrayim. That's what they said. This is the God that took you out of Mitzrayim, because without it, you could not come out. Because you had to take the coffin of Yosef. The Yam Suf had to see the coffin of Yosef to open up. But the state, idol is an idol.
Yeah, but the thing is, even God was commanded to make an idol for his name, it's okay. Because if they did it for themselves, not as lecha, is lecha. But if I was command that, it's okay. Because they didn't command nothing. I didn't tell what to do. This is your sin.
Yes,
you
but
for yourself.
Right, but the whole concept, the whole message here is that the point that one might place himself to justify. So there's no other way. It does make sense, and it did make sense, and was it the true whatever that happened? And this is one of the traps of the Yetzer Hara, that it makes you believe that according the circumstances, this is the truth. It's not true. You cannot make something that is not permitted, make it mutar. Something that is not kasher, make it kasher. And that's what exactly their mistake was. They bought, they were sold an idea that made sense. It was logical, but it was sheker. It was logic, true logic, but it was sheker. And that's what exactly is. What you base your ideas. What's the foundation? It's on sheker, so you can build on it, and then in the end, there's nothing there. It collapses. And that's what exactly happened. And Hashem is like, you know, to be able to see the emet. And Chas v'Shalom will not be trapped by sheker.
Amen.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.